Masechta Shabbos, Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah has continued discussing the size of significant items for transgressing the Malacha of Haitzah, carrying the item from one domain to another domain on Shabbos, to be over the Malacha Midaraisa. Mishnah Dalet. Devek, if he's carrying glue, Kedelitin Bereish Hashav Sheves, enough to put on the end of a board, they would smear glue on the end of the board to trap birds that would come and rest on the end of the board and get stuck in the glue. They would have to put a significant amount of glue there in order to trap the birds. That amount of glue was considered significant for the Malacha Haitzah. Zephes v'gafris, if it's pitch or sulfur, kedei lases nekev, enough to make a seal that would have a little hole. They would use these materials to seal over a container of mercury, and they would make a little hole in it to easily pour out the mercury without spilling it. So the enough zephes v'gafris to make that seal with a little hole, that was a significant amount. Shava, if he's carrying wax, kedei litein al pi nekev katan, the amount used to stop up a hole in a barrel. They would have a hole to release the wine out of the barrel, and they would stop it up temporarily with a piece of wax. Charsis, if he's carrying crushed bricks, kedei lases pi kor shel tsarfes av, enough to make a seal around the opening of the furnace that a gold refiner would use to heat up the gold inside, and he would take the ground clay and make a seal around that opening. That was a significant amount. Rabbi Huda Aymer Kedei Lases Pitput, the amount used to make a leg and a base for that furnace of the gold refiner. And this is a smaller amount than the amount to seal the opening. The Mishnah continues. Subin, if he's carrying bran, which is the rough part from the wheat grain, Kedei Litein Al Pi Kor Shel Tsarfes Av, to put on the opening of the gold refiner's furnace. And here the rabbi brings two opinions. If it was actually used as a substitute fuel when he didn't have coal to put in the furnace, or if it was just used to cover over the opening to retain the heat within the furnace. And that was a significant amount for Haitzah. Sid, if he's carrying lime, which is a white powder that was used sometimes to apply on the skin, and it had the ability to burn off and remove the hair. So kedei lased ketana shebebanas, the amount needed, they would smear the lime powder on the skin to remove the hair of, and so the amount needed, kedei litein al pi, kedei lased ketana shebebanas, to smear the smallest child, a young girl, and that was her pinky finger, that was enough, sid, to have the significance for Haitzah. Rabbi Huda Aymer Kedei Lases Kilkul, the amount needed to flatten down the hair at the temples, which is a smaller amount. They would use it like a gel to flatten down the hair. From Nechemya Aymer Kedei Lases Andifi, the amount used to put below the temples to remove the hair that was growing below the temples, and this is an even smaller amount. Mishnah Hay, Adam, if he's carrying, Adam is literally earth, but this was like a type of clay. Kechaisim Amartseifim, the amount used to make a seal that would they put on sacks. They would seal sacks closed with of merchandise with a seal that they would put a sign in it, that it would only be opened by the purchaser. And the amount of clay needed for that seal, that's a significant amount for Haitzah. Dibri Rabbi Kiva, that's Rabbi Kiva's opinion. But Chachamim Ayrim Kechaisim Aygaris, the amount needed to make a seal on a letter. They would seal letters also. They should be sealed only for the person meant to open it. And this was a smaller amount. Zevel v'chol, if it's manure or fine sand, chol adak, fine sand, kedei lezabel, kela shalkurav, the amount used to fertilize one stalk of cabbage. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. V'chachamim ayrim, kedei lezabel kresha, the amount used to fertilize a leek, which is smaller than the cabbage. Chol agas, if it's coarse sand, kedei litein al malay kafsir, the amount that you would put on top of a full scoopful of lime, and this is mixing the coarse sand with the lime together to make a plaster. So the amount needed to mix with a full scoop of lime, that much sand, rough sand, would be significant for Haitzah. Kana, if it's a reed, which was used to make pens, that they would fill it with ink. Kedei lases komos, the amount needed to make a pen, That was a significant amount of a reed, v'mhaya aved, but if the reed was too thick to make a pen out of it, or more some, or if it was broken and you couldn't make a pen, so then it was used as firewood, and you need a significant amount, k'dei levashal bay be'akala, sheba beitzim, in order to be able to cook with it enough reeds to have enough fuel to cook the easiest cookable egg, which is a chicken egg, that's trufa, that's already mixed with oil, unusuna be'elfas, and it's already put in a heated pan, so it's going to cook pretty quickly, and the fuel needed just to cook that one egg. That much reed as firewood would have a significance for haitzah.